This is Jay Sekulow. Litigation heating up on the HHS mandate and a tragedy during a late-term abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
The birth control opt-out, is this a recognition that the initial rules that were put forward were an overreach?
No, not at all. I would remind you, however, of the policy that the president outlined last year. And in outlining it, he set two important criteria. One, we had to ensure that women have access to preventive services like contraception, and that the policy also respects religious beliefs. Those guidelines, those criteria, have been followed by the department in promulgating this rule, this proposed rule.
I laid out a very simple principle, which is this is a health care bill, not an abortion bill.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Most of us that perform abortions are very religious people. We believe that abortion is both a moral right and a religious right. The antis think that they have a moral majority in the country. However, there are 41 different churches that belong to the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. They all support abortion.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the issue of life for two reasons. Number one, we've got another brief due February 22nd in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. This is on the HHS mandate. We're going to give you the exact number of how many we've filed so far. We've been successful, by the way, in three cases that have been litigated where we've gotten injunctions, two at the courts of appeals, one at the district court. So we're batting 1,000, so to speak, right now. Around the country, it's a mixed reaction on the HHS mandate. For those of you that do not know, HHS mandate requirements are that employers include in their health care coverage under Obamacare abortifacients, and that has created quite a stir, as has the death of a teacher from New York at the hands of late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart. He was performing abortions in Nebraska, got closed down there, moved his late-term abortion facility to Maryland, and we now have a horrible, horrific, and not only the death of the unborn child, but a death of the mother. We're going to get into the details on that, and I'll tell you, Maryland is one of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. Guess what they're trying to do? They're thinking about more restrictions on abortion access, more control over abortion clinics, which is interesting because Governor Cuomo in New York is going in the exact opposite direction, trying to liberalize the abortion laws, even more so, if you can believe it, to allow late-term abortion. These late-term abortion procedures, folks, are outrageous. I want to know your comments and thoughts on this whole issue of abortion, life, the HHS mandate, the late-term abortion, the situation with this so-called abortionist, Dr. Carhart. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air about life and the importance of life. 1-800-684-3110. And, of course, we'll be talking about Planned Parenthood as well. So, again, if you want to call us on air, 800-684-3110. Jordan, in Washington, of course, the HHS mandate, they issued that exemption last week trying to get a couple of these cases dismissed, basically. That has not gone on very well, gone over very well.
No, not at all. And so you've got this new rule that's been put forward by the Department of HHS, and it's not been accepted by anyone. We were right out of the box. I mean, I did an interview, I think, in 30 minutes after it was released for CBN News, and we came out right away. We realized after you read through this thing, it's what was already proposed once, and the actual churches opposed. Now they want to do this for religious organizations, which are different than religious employers. And they're opposed as well because those religious employers also have religious organizations.
Of course. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but take a stand for life today. We're doing this. We're filing this brief. We want you to be part of our committee filing this brief to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals on the HHS mandate. You could become part of history. We're winning these cases, folks. Your help would be critical. Just call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign the brief for life. Or go to ACLJ.org. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org to sign on to this committee filing a brief for life.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the issue of life and taking a stand for life, which we do at the ACLJ. We've got a series of briefs. The most recent one now is going to be filed at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. I want you to be part of it. Here's what happens. We then get to tell the court that we are representing tens of thousands of American citizens in addition to members of the United States Congress. And on these briefs so far, Than, how many members of Congress do we have?
We've got 79 members of Congress in those Catholic institution cases, Jay.
So in the Catholic institution cases, 79 members of Congress, and the individual cases, we're representing you. You will actually be on a brief filed with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. It's historic, and we encourage you to become part of the team. Thousands of you are doing so. You just simply go to aclj.org to sign on to that brief or call us at 1-877-989-2255. If you're sick and tired of your taxpayer dollars going to fund abortions, if you're sick and tired of these partial, I don't like any of these abortion procedures, but these partial birth abortion procedures are just unbelievable that anybody could be doing. We'll get into that in a little bit in a moment. And if you're sick of this HHS mandate where you're being compelled to violate your conscience, like Hobby Lobby and these other companies, you could take a stand for these individuals that are standing up for their religious freedom. You could join with us in that fight, and I want to encourage you to do it simply by going to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Latest reports, by the way, we have filed 5 HHS mandate lawsuits on our own and have filed briefs in 15 other cases, folks. So we are working this issue very aggressively, and again, your help on these briefs will make a huge difference. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'll tell you what, Jordan, I'm going to go through in a moment this Leroy Carhart situation, but before we do that, we got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go to the phones.
Christina called in from Virginia on line 3. Christina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Christina.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure. You're on the air.
First off, I want to say that I am against abortion. I am an individual who's had an abortion. I regret it incredibly. And what I want to know is, why aren't the politicians talking about the health issue that's associated with abortion? Because to me, what's lost in the political discourse is pro-choice and pro-life, wherever you stand on abortion, is the emotional and the psychological effect abortions have on women, and men too, who are involved. Because if a party truly is in favor of protecting the health and well-being of women, they will bring this health issue to the forefront of a debate, and I never hear about what's called post-abortion stress syndrome.
Well, number one, I'm glad you called in our broadcast because this is an issue that is often overlooked, and it should not be overlooked, but it's overlooked, and Jordan's pointing this out, because anytime we make mention of the post-abortion trauma on women, and on men for that matter, but mostly the women, we are accused of either lying, not telling the truth, fabricating evidence. That's what they'll say. It takes people like you, Christina, speaking out to make a big difference. But, Jordan, they always call us. Anytime we bring it up, they say you're lying. There's no connection.
Yeah, well, they've got the Guttmacher Institute doing their own studies. And, I mean, that's what they basically do. Is they have this whole separate nonprofit set up.
Planned Parenthood we're talking about.
Back up, right, Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry. Basically, all pays money into this nonprofit to do studies that benefit them. And corporations do this all the time. That's how we have to treat. Planned Parenthood is like a tobacco company. They are making money off of this. This is a $1 billion-a-year industry for them. But unlike a tobacco company, they get all the nonprofit status as well and money from the federal government. So not only are they benefiting from harming, but they're also not having to do, they're getting the tax benefits of being a nonprofit and getting hundreds of millions of dollars a year from the federal government.
Yeah, it's a big money-making business, Jordan. Yep. Christina's right to point out the emotional toll, but I would just add to this. I mean, the left even overlooks the physical toll. I mean, Jay was talking about the tragic death of this woman. We have been for years fighting to get these informed consent laws passed that not only, you know, allow a woman to have access to an ultrasound, but also access to the latest medical information. The left opposes that, so they just don't have a pro-choice mentality. They have a pro-abortion mentality on this, and it's been that way for years.
Christina, let me ask you this, because you're speaking out on this. Have you talked with other people about your experience after the abortion and what it's done, you know, what it meant in your life and what kind of impact it has? Have you talked to people that say they're pro-life and or pro-choice, and then you could share them with your own story? Have you been able to do that?
Well, you know, the repercussions of a woman's decision of abortion, it may not be immediately visible. I've had women associating with me about post-abortion, and some women takes weeks, some months, even years later before they realize the physical, emotional, and psychological realities that arise in the aftermath of abortion.
And the reason I'm asking that is we have put together a documentary film that we've distributed hundreds of thousands of copies of called Choosing Life. And in Choosing Life, we talk about that aspect of it, that there is this post-abortion stress and trauma that develops with women and, as you said, the men that are involved in the abortion industry. By the way, I've litigated these abortion cases. I've taken the deposition of these abortionists, these so-called doctors that perform these abortions. And, I mean, it's horrific. I describe it in the film at length. But when you talk about the reality of what's going on with abortion, you have to understand the nature of what is at stake here. And, you know, you talk about angry. You know, the judges used to get angry with us when we were standing up for the rights of pro-life citizens to speak out at abortion clinics. The judges would get angry with us. We have ultimately won at the Supreme Court of the United States. But take a listen. This is from our movie, Choosing Life, is number four. It's about a minute long. This is on the scene, news reports about it at a time. By the way, these abortionists that we were dealing with were doing late-term abortions, which, of course, is in the news right now.
We end up before the chief judge of the court, the federal court in Kansas, Patrick J. Kelly. And Judge Kelly became very aggressive.
An angry Judge Patrick Kelly said his orders to prevent demonstrators from closing down three anti-abortion clinics there would be obeyed. And federal marshals saw to it that they were.
They'll be arrested on the spot. They'll be brought to my court, those leaders. And by the evening, they'll be right up at Sedgwick County Jail. And if they have thoughts of being home by Christmas, they can forget it.
We hadn't even had the hearing on the contempt order, whether the injunction was violated, and he instructs me and others and tells them, tell your clients to bring their toothbrush. And he actually said this on national television as well.
Say farewell to their family and bring their toothbrush, and I mean it, because they're going to jail.
A judge can use his raw power to try to stifle the movement, but God has raised up a move of his spirit here that no man can stand against. None. None.
There you have it. That's from our movie, Choosing Life. We can let you know you can get that movie by calling us at 1-877-989-2255, or you can view parts of it at aclj.org. But if you want to, that movie, that's just a sample of the reality of what goes on. This is the actual footage in the fight for life. So when you call in our toll-free number and add your name of support, they'll let you know how you can get the movie Choosing Life Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call here. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Terry calling in from Delaware, line 2. Terry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Terry.
Yes, how are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah, I would just like to say that this is nothing but a travesty for this country. We have these pro-abortion mentality, and this is nothing but raw murder of our children. And, you know, just because we have judges that are liberal and they believe different, this is definitely against everything that God stands for.
Well, you know, talking about Judge Kelly in that last piece that we aired, I took that case and a companion case, went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. And despite Judge Kelly's protests to the contrary, I ended up getting him thrown off the case because of his biased statements. And we won the case 8-1 at the U.S. Supreme Court, standing up for life. So, folks, it's just like these HHS mandate cases. You know, we can win them. Jordan, you grew up watching all of this. We can win these cases if you get in there and you litigate it aggressively.
Absolutely right. You know, if we go in there and we make the case and you actually present the evidence and you've got people who are willing to fight and the information ready, and you think about what's at stake here, people thought you couldn't get rid of partial birth abortion in your state. And if you're willing to fight it out, go through a couple of rounds at the U.S. Supreme Court, you could. You don't have to allow what was allowed in this in Maryland that led to this death. You change your rules around for procedures on these clinics, and then no one had ever visited this clinic before. Multi-day surgery clinic, and they don't get treated like a hospital? Multi-day. This is not outpatient.
They're not even treated like an outpatient facility. I mean, there's all these rules on the books, but of course not enforced. But they try to shut down the pro-life pregnancy centers. But they let these abortion facilities go unchecked. We're going to get into, by the way, this whole horror on this Carhartt's latest death with this young woman out of New York. We're going to get into the whole thing and her baby. We will take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, as we go to a break, we are giving you the reason why we fight for life here at the ACLJ. And I want to encourage you to go to our website. We've got a lot of information there at ACLJ.org. So ACLJ.org. Or you call right now and say, you know what, I'm going to take a stand for life today. I'm going to add my name to that brief. I'm going to find out how I can get that movie. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to take that stand for life. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll be back with more.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
So we've been fighting for life for about 25 years here at the ACLJ, and we are in a fight for life right now that is now reaching courts of appeals around the country. As we've said, we have filed five HHS mandate lawsuits. That's fighting the HHS, Health and Human Services, mandate requiring abortifacients as part of health care. We have litigating five of those cases. We have filed briefs in 15 other mandate cases right now, and we've got one due to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in just a few days. And I want you to join with thousands of other Americans to stand with us on this and sign this brief. You could do so by joining our committee to oppose the abortion pill mandate, Committee for Life. Just go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 65,000 of you have already signed on to this petition, folks. We want to make sure it's clear that our position for life has not changed, and we are standing for life of the unborn child. You go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can sign on to that brief, and also you can find out how to get that movie, Choosing Life, which our next guest, Pat Mahoney, who's been on this broadcast before, is in the movie Choosing Life. He's been involved in this pro-life fight for many decades. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. On the phone with us right now is Reverend Pat Mahoney from the Christian Defense Coalition, a good friend of ours. Pat, are you still, you had the candlelight vigil. Was that yesterday or is that going on today?
Jay, that was last night, and thank you. That film is excellent, although I look quite a bit younger. Yes, it was last night. For your listeners, it's hard to believe Leroy Carhart, the most infamous late-term abortion provider operating in America today, just last week did an abortion, late-term abortion. She was 33 weeks along, which is over 7 months.
Yeah, let me set this up a little bit. We're talking about Jennifer Morbelli. She was a teacher in New York. She was about, it looks like, 33 weeks pregnant. She was a young woman herself. Carhart performs this abortion procedure, which he's known for. He's a partial birth abortionist. And I've deposed these guys before. Folks, abortions are disgusting. These are particularly, even more so, but they're all horrible. But this guy, the callousness here, and when she needed help, he was not available. And, of course, we've also got the document, Pat, where he says, in his orders to the patients, do not go to the emergency room. But go ahead. Take it from there.
Well, Jay, it's amazing. It's horrible, tragic, wherever even one stands on the issue of abortion. The procedure starts on a Sunday. The baby's aborted on Wednesday. Immediately after performing the abortion, which Carhart got over $15,000 for, he flies out of town. Jennifer immediately starts developing complications. This is a 29-year-old kindergarten teacher married for less than 2 years. She, all day Wednesday, tries to reach Carhart and cannot. She's trying through the afternoon. She's trying through the evening. She cannot reach him. Finally, at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, last Thursday morning, she has her father take her to the hospital. Her father's a detective in New Rochelle, New York. She gets to the hospital at 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 a.m. They have to bring her back five times. She has heart failure five times. The abortion is botched so badly. She has such internal hemorrhaging. Jay, the hospital can't reach Leroy Carhart. The sixth time they try to bring her back after her heart stops, they cannot, and she passes away at 10 a.m. You have to think, Jay, what kind of medical professional tells his patients not to go and to the emergency room when they have a problem, cannot be reached after they have that. And so we are working diligently. And Jay, over the next week, we'll share some action points with you that you can get out to your listeners. We, number one, want the license of Leroy Carhart revoked pending
investigation. How it has not been already is mind-boggling, but this case certainly brings that to the forefront. All right, that's number one. Number two?
That the clinic he operates, there's the Maryland Board of Physicians that can pull his license. Then there's the Maryland Board of Health that can pull the license of the clinic.
Which, interestingly, so the Maryland Board of Health has all these procedures in place now where they're supposed to license these abortion facilities as if they're outpatient surgery centers. This place, folks, with Carhart, and these late-term abortions gets their permit without an inspection. There was never an inspection of the facilities themselves. Again, lack of enforcement. And by the way, at the same time, Governor Cuomo in New York is calling for greater abortion access up there. That's a side note. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, Jane, you're right. Carhartt's clinic has never been inspected. The 16 other clinics that are quote-unquote licensed have never been inspected. And we just found out last night, we had a prayer vigil at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital where Jennifer passed, that there are five clinics, and Jay, something I could talk to you about off there, five clinics in Maryland operating right now that are not licensed. They're operating illegally. Five abortion clinics in Maryland, which are supposed to be licensed and are not, they're performing abortions. So,
yeah, I think we lost Pat there. We'll try to get him back in a few minutes. But, you know, this regulatory issue on abortions, folks, and Pat was in the field on this last night. So you've got this young girl dead, her baby dead, Carhartt gone, Maryland not enforcing their laws, never inspecting the facility, and the end result of that is there is a, you know, five of these facilities still operating. And to me, in and of itself, that points to the problem. And, folks, that's why we've got to fight for life across the board. And, Fan, give us the statistics on Planned Parenthood right now, folks. This is mind-boggling, mind-numbing.
Yeah, I was listening to Reverend Mahoney. I was actually thinking that exact same thing. We have reached an all-time low in America, Jay. Not only these tragedies that Reverend Mahoney was describing, but Planned Parenthood, by their own admission, now commits 334,000 abortions every year. So that's about 1,000 a day. And by the way, they have a budget of $1.2 billion, half of which, $542 million, comes from the American taxpayer. So never before has abortion been as front and center as it is today. And Jay, never before have taxpayers been assaulted to pay for it like they are right now, mostly through Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and then, of course, the next question is, Jordan, is why are they getting away with this? And that, and of course, that begs the question.
Of course, I mean, we know why they're getting away with it. We know why. They buy influence here with $1 billion a year, just Planned Parenthood, $1 billion a year budget. So they run ads, they get involved in politics, they've got PACs, they've got support here, and we pay for it. You know, we give them half their budget. So all of this is because of the federal tax policies, the benefits they receive under Title X funding, the fact that they are abortion business that it acts as if they are the ones who are persecuted and under attack here in America when they've got bigger budgets than every pro-life group in the country put together combined yearly. And folks, this is why you've got to take a stand. And when you can fight them in court, when you can go take down the HHS mandate, you go take it down and you prove to them they may have $1 billion a year budget. That doesn't mean you get to win in court automatically, fighting so that you get more federal funding for free this, free that, free access. Their ultimate goal is free abortions, paid for by taxpayer dollars. So not really free. We'll all be paying for them. And they're trying to do that with that surcharge as well. Call now. Add your name to this brief filing today, 877-989-2255. Standing for life. Planned Parenthood, $1 billion a year abortion business. You can beat them back in court. You can beat them on what they love, their HHS mandate. Remember, their president was the only non-administration official in the room with President Obama when they came up with all these compromises. Call now and take a stand. 877-989-2255. The Department of Justice is losing this in the courts. Will you take a stand for life? 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
podcast. Everyone, we're taking your phone calls on 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're fighting for life at the ACLJ. We have been for 25 years. We've got a brand new brief due at the Court of Appeals. We're going to get into that. We've been talking about this tragedy, this third late-term abortion by the abortionist Leroy Carhart. And we'll get Pat Mahoney back on the broadcast in a few minutes. He was on earlier in the broadcast, and he just did a prayer vigil in front of the hospital where she passed away because of his botched procedures. Not the first time that's happened to Leroy Carhart. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, and let's go right to the calls. A lot of you have been waiting for a long time. Let's grab a phone call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Mary Ellen calling from Illinois. Line 5, Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Jordan, my brother's high school, St. Patrick's High School here in Chicago, in my neighborhood, recently had filed a lawsuit with another school for the HHS mandate, you know, for freedom of conscience. And the judge dismissed the case because he said it was premature. And my question is, why is that case, like, dismissed because it's premature when other cases can go forward or get an...
You actually raise a great question, and that's because there was this sense that the administration was coming out with this exemption that might exempt these religiously affiliated institutions, and therefore some courts, not most, but some courts decided to not let the individual mandate go into effect, and therefore, because there might be this exemption, they thought, hey, lawsuits are premature. What is the latest on that? I mean, because, Jordan, no one is accepting that compromise that the White House came up with, right? I mean, that's politically going nowhere.
No, the compromise was the same first compromise. Remember, they said, well, okay, fine, the church won't have to pay for it, so it won't actually be in the plan, but the insurance company will contact the person and say, by the way, you can get this for free. It's not in the plan listed. Well, okay, you wouldn't have access to that phone call from the insurance company or that information sheet if you didn't have the job. They say, well, hey, they're not paying for it. But that person would not have insurance without the job. The insurance company doesn't go to everybody in the country and say, hey, you get free birth control. No, that's not how it works. You don't get free abortifacients. You don't get the morning after pill for free if you don't have the job that has the insurance.
Of course.
So, of course, it's not the federal government paying for it. It's the employer. It's still the religious organization.
All they've done, folks, I mean, you're talking about sleight of hand. All they've done is taken the expenditure, removed it off of the line item, and they're building it into the insurance premium. They're not doing this for free because they love America and they love birth control. Then are the congressmen in Washington seeing through this? Are the conservatives, the pro-lifers saying, you know what, this was no compromise at all?
Yeah, no, they see through this. I mean, the fact of the matter is that insurance company can't provide the coverage in the first place unless they also provide these packages. And listen, insurance companies aren't exactly popular in D.C. Politicians understand that they're not a charity. They're in the business of making money, and that's okay. But if they have to give you a product in order to sell you that premium, of course they're going to price it into the premium. We've made sure that they understand that.
You know, it's just it's ridiculous. It's repulsive to me that anybody would believe that you have a situation where the insurance company, this is the Obama administration's decision, don't worry, it's not going to be required in your plan now. You'll get a call from the insurance company, as Jordan saying, oh, by the way, this is available free. No charge for this. We're just going to give it to you. Well, who's paying for this? Out of the goodness of the insurance company? I mean, give me a break. But this is part and parcel of the kind of Washington politics and shenanigans that are going on right now. And again, that's one of the reasons why we're fighting back. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a great movie called Choosing Life that we want you to have. We want you to take action here directly as well. You could do that by signing on to this brief. We're filing one at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals on the HHS mandate. If you're sick of funding Planned Parenthood, sick of these HHS mandates, sick of the anti-life position that's being advocated in our country, well, then do something about it. Sign on to this brief. You can do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well at 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in a minute, but visit us at aclj.org.
Save
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan and Than are in our offices in Washington, D.C. I'm in our media center. We're talking about the life issue this week. In the news, of course, is this horrible situation with the young woman, 30-year-old woman, who was killed at the hands of Leroy Carhart, a late-term abortionist. I've taken depositions of these late-term abortionist folks. I'm telling you, you can't even imagine what you're dealing with. It's unbelievable. The stand that these guys take and the positions they advocate and what they actually do, it's mind-boggling that they could even perform these procedures. I just think it's outrageous. We're fighting back against this. Your help is critical, and many of you are joining with us. Where over 65,000 of you have signed on to this committee that is filing a brief with the court, and I want you to be on this brief as well. We're filing at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. You can do so at aclj.org. That's the easiest way to do it, aclj.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, we're taking your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's get another phone call.
Linda calling in from New York, line one. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I was just calling in reference to, you know, what is being demanded by the insurance companies. Our insurance has gone up 3 times since Obamacare.
Yep.
And the latest update I have is, and I'll read you, effective January 1, 2013, your policy will include expanded preventive coverage for women as required by the Affordable
yep.
Care Act. And then there's a list which is including 1 breast pump per pregnancy. It's including coverage for prescription contraception, a permanent surgical contraception for women.
Yeah, this is all part of the mandate of the HHS requirement. This is the regulation. By the way, it was just a regulation. And the abortifacient requirement is put in place by the Obama administration, despite the fact, then, that they protested to the contrary. And by the way, Linda, you're seeing your premiums go up. They're saying right now that the bronze plan, which is the lowest plan that meets the qualifications of the coverage mandates of Obamacare, will cost $20,000 per family of 4. $20,000 per year for family of 4. And we're not talking about fantastic coverage. We're talking about bronze coverage, the lowest common denominator, if you will. And, you know, this is, it's outrageous, and it's going to cause the collapse of the system, which then is what they want to see happen. And I'm going to ask Jordan about the single payer, which is where they want to go. But this is the real problem here. This whole system is set up to fail.
It is, and the economic ramifications are significant. I was going to point out that exact same thing to Linda, that it looks like, I mean, $20,000, Jay, that's where it's going to start. It's going to go from there. But the point that Jordan made earlier even comes even before that. A lot of these people, Jay, are not going to have a job because the penalty for this HHS mandate is $100 per employee per day. So if you're a small business, you employ 100 employees, and you are not in compliance with this mandate, you're talking about $3.5 million a year. So you will not only not have insurance, you won't have a job in the first place.
And, you know, this whole situation as it's playing out, it's kind of, I look at the whole situation with Obamacare right now and its implementation after the Supreme Court decision as Jordan sort of exploding on itself or imploding on itself, because the reality is that there is a real chance that this thing self-destructs, but the president's going to come back and try to get single payer, which is what the goal is the whole time, and basically have everything as a government plan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Obamacare, this is not the only problems it's facing the HHS mandate. I mean, Jay Carney gets asked about it specifically, why they're changing the policies. Why did they even propose this new rule? You know, that's an interesting point that needs to be pointed out. This was not the original rule for religious organizations. This was the original rule for religious employers. What's the difference? Religious employers are the actual churches. Religious organizations are all the nonprofits. So the church's school, the church's groups like the ACLJ. Organizations like that, a Catholic charity that is run by the church, but is, of course, a separate entity. That doesn't get the same application as the full exemption that was given to the actual, what they call, religious employers. Here's when Jay Carney gets asked, then, isn't that admitting that your policy was unconstitutional to begin with? Bite six.
The birth control opt-out, is this a recognition that the initial rules that were put forward were an overreach?
No, not at all. I would remind you, however, of the policy that the president outlined last year. And in outlining it, he set two important criteria. One, we had to ensure that women have access to preventive services like contraception, and that the policy also respects religious beliefs. Those guidelines, those criteria, have been followed by the department in promulgating this rule, this proposed rule.
That's absolutely not true. And this whole religious argument that they're making is all of a sudden now they're cloaking what they're doing in protecting religion is about as honest as Dr. Leroy Carhart, the late-term abortionist going on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC. This is the guy that had a patient of his die just a few days ago during a late-term 33-week abortion. That's how far along this young woman was. She's dead, was told not to go to the ER, that you need to call them up. He never responded when the emergency started happening. Ultimately, she went to the ER, and unfortunately, she and the baby passed away, are dead. And Carhart cloaks his argument in religion as well. Listen to number seven.
Most of us that perform abortions are very religious people. We believe that abortion is both a moral right and a religious right. The antis think that they have a moral majority in the country. However, there are 41 different churches that belong to the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. They all support abortion.
You know, all they're doing is cloaking their argument in the words of religion to try to somehow justify a procedure that is the taking of the unborn child's life, and in this particular case, the mother as well. Is Rachel Maddow going to cover that, by the way, in her MSNBC broadcast? Is she going to say, oh, gee, by the way, you remember that doctor we had on? That doctor from that now in Germantown, Maryland? You remember that doctor we had on that, you know, we praised as doing all these wonderful things for women? He told them, do not go to the emergency room if there's a complication. And we actually have the memo where he said it and handed it to his patients. Don't go to the emergency room. Well, she went to the emergency room. Unfortunately for her, it was too late and for the baby. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But, Jordan, the double standard here is unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable.
Double standard for doctors. I mean, if they don't catch even non-life-threatening things, you know, if you get something taken off that may be a part of your body that you didn't need to have taken off, and you could go say, well, that was an unnecessary procedure, you didn't do the full check, you file lawsuits for that. Here, someone is dead. Two people are dead. But even if you don't believe in the pro-life movement and you will only acknowledge one life here? This is a doctor who is licensed to do these multi-day procedures, right? He's doing them, and people are dying and being told, don't go to the ER. But he's not answering his phone. I mean, that is a duty that just like attorneys have, where you've got to be available, to not be available after doing a multi-day procedure. So he knows he did it. He went in specifically to do this procedure in Maryland. This facility got licensed without being checked out.
Yeah, go figure that one out,
after new rules were put in place. So, of course, that will then question whether or not they're going to use the full force of the law against him, because if they weren't following their own laws.
You know, these guys like Tiller and Carhartt actually come out of the Midwest, which, Than, is your neck of the woods there a bit. And, you know, Kansas has been a hotbed for these late-term abortion procedures for so many years. But when Congress gets word of this, or the fraud of Planned Parenthood, is there now enough movement to get action? Or is it with the Senate going to still be just such an unbelievable uphill battle?
Well, there should be, Jay, and I would just say there should be. But, you know, Leroy Carhartt, this is not his first round. I mean, this has happened to him before. It happened in Kansas back in 2005. We saw a renewed push then for more regulations. And you know, you mentioned this in one of the previous segments. Maryland actually had passed some greater restrictions. But the bottom line is Leroy Carhartt just doesn't care. He goes about his business in a way
Nor apparently does the Maryland building health code inspectors,
right,
because they didn't do it either. But go ahead.
Well, no, I would just say this. There is a mentality on the pro-abortion side of this issue that does not care about the facts surrounding this case, because you talk about even a fringe issue setting certain guidelines in place where someone going in to get an abortion procedure would get a reasonable amount of disclosure. Clearly, that's not happening, and the pro-abortion side doesn't want it to happen, Jay. They're not even for reasonable refer restrictions. They're for elective abortion on demand at any time and at any place.
Yeah, of course, Carhartt trained with George Tiller, who was engaged in unbelievable abortion practices, folks. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We encourage you to call us in this conversation on life. And also, I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. We got a lot of great information there, too, by the way, on the website, aclj.org. And when you get to aclj.org, you can sign on to the petitions, follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. You can get involved in Facebook, the social media outreach. Do that. Get this message out there. ACLJ.org if you want to sign on. 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign this brief. By the way, need about 18 more of you to give us a call. That's going to put us over the top of what we were shooting for today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Carhartt's performing late-term abortions and instructs his patients not to go to the ER if they have complications. So one young woman did not go to the ER immediately, and she's dead. And Carhartt's, was already left the state, didn't leave instructions, and she eventually went to a hospital. It was too late. She and the baby are dead. So this is Maryland not inspecting the facilities, even though they're licensed like outpatient facilities. Maryland has better laws than they used to have, except they're not being enforced. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. We've got a lot of people been holding for a long time.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go Sherry in California, line two. Sherry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay and Jordan and Than. I just want you to know that you guys are in my prayers.
Thanks.
You and your families, and God bless you again for everything you're doing.
Thanks.
I watched the State of the Union address last week, which I don't usually do because it just sounds like a campaign speech and a lot of hypocrisy, and this was a perfect example. But one of the first things that President Obama said was our greatest resource is our young people in this country. But then he said if one of his girls got pregnant, why should she be punished for the baby? We have, we've lost.
Well, let me tell you something. He said that when he was running for president. He made that statement. I mean, it was zeal with Planned Parenthood. In fact, I could play it for everybody right now. We've got it. Here's what he said.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
That's your president of the United States. And that's exactly the position he's advocated, Sherry. And that's the position Stan and Jordan, his administration, is putting forward in policy.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the policy, is that we will keep coming up with compromises. I want to reiterate what I said the first 30 minutes to explain that. The president of Planned Parenthood was the only person who was not an official Obama administration official, means government official. The only person that was not was the head of Planned Parenthood, who was in the room with the president as they drew up these, quote, compromises that they were called. So they're not compromises if Planned Parenthood's writing them. They didn't call in the pro-life groups. They didn't call in the bishops. They could have. They could have said, we'll call in everybody. Put us out there with Planned Parenthood. Put the bishops there with Planned Parenthood. And then it's a real compromise, at least. But this is not about compromising. This is about doing anything and everything he can to help the abortion industry. And listen, they're losing in court, so they're now coming up with whatever they can, but they're still not doing anything that Planned Parenthood opposes. They'd rather lose in court rather than do that.
Yeah, Than, the influence of the groups like Planned Parenthood is pretty significant in Washington. There's no doubt about that. That's no great shock. What is shocking is we've got cases against Planned Parenthood in Texas and California. There's other cases where they've uncovered fraud on Planned Parenthood, and they still get a pass. They're, with all the problems that they've had, they still get a pass and get money from the federal government, even though anybody else, they'd be indicted as racketeers.
Yeah, and not just a little bit. I mean, Jordan pointed this out. It's to the tune of $500 million. It's one of the largest, organizations that we fund from the federal government. And you've got to take a look at their motivation, Jay. We already talked about the 334,000 abortions they provide. You would think at the same time that they would have a bunch of, prenatal clients and a bunch of adoption referrals, when the truth is they only refer for adoption about 2,000 times a year, and they only service about 4,800 prenatal clients. They're accidents in their business model, Jay, and I've said this a bunch of times. Every person that comes through their door, they are trying to funnel them towards an abortion. The only ones that end up with a different result are the ones that, by the grace of God, sort of fall through the cracks of their business model. That's who's here in Washington. They are pushing for abortion services. They're not pushing for comprehensive care, even though they would tell us they are.
Well, that's because they're in the business of abortions, and pretty much that's where they are, and that's where they're coming from. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to John calling North Carolina, line three. John's been holding for us. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Hey,
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm very much frustrated, perturbed, and the reason being is here in North Carolina, we just celebrated our very first conviction under a new law of a double homicide because a young man killed a pregnant woman.
Right.
And the baby died.
Most states have that. And it depends on how they interpret it. When the child is, quote, quickened, that's what they call it in the legal term, there will be double murder charges. Remember, there was a famous case in California, I think it was Scott Peterson, and it was Lacey Peterson and the unborn child. So it was a double homicide. That's ended up with the death penalty. So that was typical. But that shows you the double standard of the whole thing, John. That's the reality of what we're dealing with the pro-abortion industry, and that's why we fight back. Let's try to grab. We've got a couple people that are holding here for a while, Jordan. Let's try to get Lynn and then Walter, if we can.
Lynn, calling in from Arizona, line 5. Lynn, welcome to JSEC Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In 1975, I had an abortion, and I was so far from leading a moral life at that time. I didn't really seem to have any effects from it. But over the years, as relationships suffered, as feelings of guilt and shame grew, I ended up having another one a couple of years later. And I think that it was. You know, if I hadn't had the first one, I certainly wouldn't have had the second one. And I saw all these people with their children and thought, you know, that could be me. And
your story is not unusual. We've heard that from a lot of women that have called on the broadcast over the years. And that is, again, no one talks about the emotional toll that these abortions take. And as Jordan, as you said earlier, that's because, being honest and being upright and talking about this issue, the other side says you're lying. There's no medical evidence of this. Therefore, you know, and there is medical evidence of it, by the way, but they will just dispute it. And that's what their lobby does. And Jordan, we've been dealing with this issue. We've had a lot of women speak out on this issue. If we had to put all the calls we've got together about this over the years, it would be pretty dramatic. And maybe we could do that for this week, maybe towards the end of the week, get some of these calls and put them together because it's a pretty dramatic story, Jordan.
It is a very a dramatic story, and you hear this. We hear this every time we talk about the issue, and I think the reason why is because, when you look at the numbers, we talk about Planned Parenthood numbers, and the fact is they don't really tell these women. They push abortion. That's what they push because that's where they make money. That's the true reality is that they don't care as long as the federal government or somebody is reimbursing them for all their fees that they do for other things. They can then make the money off the abortion procedures.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you know, there's grace and forgiveness for Lynn, but sure. The toll on a woman is extremely heavy. You talk about the number 334,000, Jordan, and I want to make sure we don't gloss over that. That is 334,000 lives. Each one has a story like Lynn's, and each one has ramifications. And, unfortunately, just like Lynn described, so often there's another one down the line, and it's because people like Planned Parenthood don't follow up and they don't provide that aftercare that is necessary when a woman has gone through this.
All right. Walter, very quickly, please, on line 6. We only got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Yeah, three things if I can. The last one being about this being socialized medicine, but the first is there's no question it's taking a life because there's dividing DNA. I'm a physician.
Right.
I know a pharmacist who people come in to get their birth control and they say, what? No copay? Oh, well, gee, that's unusual. They have no problem paying their copay. Also, there are a lot of people who are on birth control not for reproductive reasons. Do they get their birth control for pills? They get it for whatever.
Yeah, well, there you have it. I mean, this is the great boondoggle of the abortion industry and the Obama administration. That's going to do it for our broadcast today, folks. Go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that brief, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Talk to you tomorrow.
Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.